Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Grown and used in cuisines around the world, basil is also indispensable to Louisiana cooks. Besides making food taste great, basil is really easy to grow and it's an attractive plant. So not only is basil a great addition to the herb garden, but the numerous shapes, sizes, leaf colors, and attractive flowers make basil an excellent addition to almost any garden situation. Tuck basil plants into sunny, unused garden corners. Display them among vegetables. Edge a flower garden with the dwarf types, or plant the more ornamental cultivars right among the flowering plants in beds or containers. Basil thrives during our hot, humid summer and asks for nothing more than a garden with full sun and good watering. It grows quickly from seed, and so you can start seed yourself this time of the year if you like. Seed can be planted now through July for production later in the summer. But you know, transplants are so readily available at local nurseries and garden centers, and they can be planted into the garden now through August. That makes sure that you get your harvests a whole lot faster than if you try to grow basil from seed. Basil is quick to languish when chilly temperature arrives in November and December, so it's really a summer herb. When you purchase basil transplants from the nursery, you may notice that the growers often plant a number of seeds in each pot. This produces a larger-looking product ready for sale faster. Unfortunately, 8 to 10 plants crammed together will not grow well in the long run when you plant them into the garden. It's best to do either of two things. Either take the plants out of the pot, carefully separate them and pot them up individually, let them grow for about a week to recover, and then plant them into their permanent location, or pinch off all but the strongest couple of plants in the pot prior to planting. Allow the newly planted basil plants to grow for a while before you start harvesting. You want to let them get established in their new location. For standard size varieties, you can generally start to lightly harvest when the plants reach about 10 to 12 inches tall. Individual basil leaves may be harvested for use, but more typically, we cut the plants back or pinch them back to harvest them. Cut or pinch basil just above a pair of leaves, removing no more than about a third to a quarter of the plant at one time. This leaves plenty of foliage to keep the plant healthy and productive. And when harvested regularly, basil is bushier and more attractive in the garden. Harvesting and using fresh basil for seasoning is wonderful since the full, rich flavors are at their peak when this herb is used fresh. When basil blooms, the young flower spikes can be chopped and used just like the leaves, and they're excellent to use for garnishes. Often, basil produces faster than you can use it. This especially happens if you plant a number of plants. When that happens, it's important to know how to preserve the extras. The most common methods of preserving basil are drying and freezing. Air dry individual leaves or bundles of stems indoors at room temperature until the leaves are dry and crispy. Crumble them and store them in an airtight container. To freeze basil, first chop it to the desired fineness, place it in a labeled plastic freezer bag, and spread the basil out into a layer about 1/2 inch thick. Then just break off what you want as you need it. There are lots of basil cultivars to choose from. Look for them at your local nurseries and get them planted now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.